This is a recording of Ready New York for Pets, brought to you by the New York City Office of Emergency Management. For many people, pets are more than just animals. They are part of the family. As members of your family, they should be included in your emergency planning process. A few simple steps to ensure your pet's safety can go a long way when disaster strikes.
First, think about where you will go with your pet and how you will get there if you have to leave home during an emergency. In planning for an emergency evacuation, arrange for family or friends outside of the affected area to shelter your pet. Identify animal-friendly hotel or motels outside of the affected area. Talk with your local veterinarian, boarding kennel, or grooming facility to see if they can offer safe shelter for your pet during an emergency. Create a go bag for your pet or service animal.
Practice evacuation plans to familiarize your pet with the process and increase his or her comfort level. Know your pet's hiding places so you can easily find him or her during an emergency. Keep in mind, a stressed pet may behave differently than normal, and his or her aggression level may increase. Use a muzzle to prevent bites. Also be advised that panicked pets may try to flee.
Here's a tip. Pets in carriers are allowed on MTA subways, buses, and trains. When an evacuation order is declared, pets too large for carriers will also be allowed, provided those pets are muzzled and controlled on a sturdy leash no longer than 4 feet. The city will announce when this policy is in effect. Bring supplies to clean up after your animal. Only legal animals will be allowed on public transportation. As a reminder, service animals are always allowed.
Remember, some emergencies may prevent you from returning home, but you can plan for these emergencies. Identify a trusted friend, neighbor, or dog walker to take care of your pet in your absence. This person should have a set of your keys, be familiar with your home and pet, know your emergency plan, and have your contact information. Put stickers on the main entrances of your home to alert rescue workers to the number and types of pets inside. Update the information on the stickers every 6 months. Free rescue alert stickers can be ordered from the ASPCA. Keep your pet's collar or harness, leash, and go bag in a place where it can be easily found.
If you have no choice but to leave your pet at home, never leave your pet outside during an emergency. Leave at least a 3-day supply of food and water. Consider using a large-capacity self-feeder and water dispenser. Consult your veterinarian to develop a plan for your pet's needs. Remember to make sure all doors and windows are secure so your pet cannot escape.
A pet go bag should include a current photograph of you and your pet together in case you are separated, copies of medical records that indicate dates of vaccinations and a list of medications your pet takes and why, proof of identification and ownership, including copies of registration information, adoption papers, proof of purchase, and microchip information, a physical description of your pet, including his or her species, breed, age, sex, color, distinguishing traits, and other vital information about characteristics and behavior.
Here are some more things that should go into your pet's go bag. Animal first aid kit, including flea and tick treatment and other items recommended by your veterinarian. Food, water, and dishes for at least 3 days. Collapsible carriage or carrier. A muzzle and leash. A cotton sheet to place over the carrier to help keep your pet calm. Comforting toys or treats. Litter, a litter pan, and scoop. Plastic bags for cleanup.
Your emergency supply kit is the set of supplies you need to survive in your home for at least 3 days and should include pet food. If you use wet food, make sure you have pop-up cans or a manual can opener on hand. Rotate food and water items every 6 months to avoid expiration. Water. Dehydration is a serious health risk to animals. Check with your veterinarian to see how much water your pet needs on a daily basis. Plastic bags, newspapers, containers, and cleaning supplies for dealing with your pet.
Make sure your pet has proper identification. Dogs and cats should wear a collar or harness, a rabies tag, and identification tag at all times. Identification tags should include your name, address, and phone number, and the phone number of an emergency contact. Dogs should also wear a license.
Here are some tips for handling small animals. Transport birds in small, secure carriers. Try to minimize temperature changes. Use a spray bottle for misting in hot weather and a hot water bottle for warming in cold weather. Try to minimize severe changes in noise and keep the cage covered to keep your birds calm.
Transport amphibians in a watertight plastic bag or plastic container with ventilation holes. Transport reptiles in a pillowcase, a cloth sack, or a small carrier, and transfer the pet into a secure cage as soon as possible. Use a spray bottle to keep pets cool, and a heating pad or battery-powered heating lamp to keep pets warm. Try to minimize changes in temperature, lighting, and diet. Do not mix species.
Small pets such as hamsters, gerbils, mice, rats, and guinea pigs can be transported using a covered carrier cage or secure box. To minimize stress, keep the carrier covered and attempt to minimize severe changes in temperature and noise.
Create a list of contacts before an emergency. Consider local and out-of-the-area resources. You may want to keep this list by your phone. Include numbers for a local and alternate vet, an emergency contact, a local boarding facility, and one that's 30 to 90 miles from your home. Pet-friendly hotels that are 30 to 90 miles from your home, and a local animal shelter. For animal care and control of New York City, call 311. For the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, call 311. The Humane Society of New York City can be reached by calling 212-752-4842. The New York City American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or ASPCA, can be reached by calling 212-876-7700.